as we talked about earlier on the program, today is the 40th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. Well before he became known for his speeches and sermons during the Civil Rights Movement, Martin Luther King Jr. was winning awards for his oration. When he was just 15 years old, he won his first speaking contest. Well, we wondered if teenagers today are entering similar speaking contests. And joining me now is Corellis Bryan. He's a freshman at NYU. Now, before we get to our conversation, I just want to play a clip of tape of you. This is on YouTube. When you won the American Legion's National High School Oratorical Contest.
Article 1 of the Constitution, the legislative branch, Congress. A bicameral legislature. Bicameral from Latin means two houses. Often we take that for granted. Two discussing bodies, groups of people that are to argue and advocate for our demands.
Corellis Bryant at the American Legion National High School Oratorical Contest that you won last year. Why do you like giving speeches? Most people hate it.
Yeah, you know, those surveys come out every year, and often death is second to public speaking. There is a group of people that would prefer to die than to get up and speak in front of others. But for me, there's a passion and a love of it.
Well, you know, most teenagers aren't known for their sparkling oratoric. See, I can't even say it. Even adults aren't known for their sparkling oratory. So you must have really stuck out.
My background is very rural, and I was born in Perry, Florida. And so my grandmother had a largely impoverished background, and she was a sharecropper. And her life was sort of chock full of prejudice and discrimination. And so intelligent speaking or speaking grammatically, well, that wasn't associated with black culture. That wasn't an African-American thing. And so often I was labeled as talking white. So early on, there was actually a little challenge and a battle, a personal battle that I had.
With your family?
With my family, my distant family. My grandmother in that generation felt a distance between the way I spoke and the way they spoke. And my immediate family have grown to love and embrace the way that I speak and the love that I have for public speaking.
Who inspires you? Who do you look to as a great speaker that you would like to emulate?
Well, Dr. King is a phenomenal speaker that epitomizes both the power of speaking and the conviction behind it. My philosophy with public speaking is it's twofold. It's execution. There's a certain mechanics to it with volume and cadence. And there's also a conviction, a passion behind what you're saying. And if there's anyone that epitomizes those two things, in my opinion, it's Martin Luther King Jr.
That's Corellis Bryant. He's a freshman at NYU and the winner of last year's American Legion National High School Oratorical Contest. This year's competition kicks off tomorrow.